It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Or maybe not.
No, Nicole.
Although we did see her yesterday.
Yes, we did. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you are listening to episodes 241 and 242 for the people that are not listening live. So, yeah, it's Sunday. It's hot as fuck outside.
But we're inside.
But we're inside in our own studio.
So kick back, grab your cocktail, and spend the next hour.
Hour listening to our bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is sad if you have to do that. Just kidding.
You know, the cocktail's not bad, though.
No, I'm enjoying my Southern sweetened iced tea pretty well.
Mm-hmm. I made that. Thank you.
It's very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So let's see what's been going on this week. I guess everybody can still hear us, which is good. Let's see who we have in the room. We have Hannah Banana, Andrea, Drew Ray.
G.
G. And then guest 3055. I'm not for sure who that might be. So tell us who you are so we know who you are.
It's the day after Halloween.
It is the day after Halloween. And we had one set of trick-or-treaters and we did not open the door.
No, and we shut the lights off and I was doing all my smoking out back.
So. Right. So we were hiding.
The children wouldn't see me.
Dude, all the way over here, like past our street, but you know where that big house is on, was that South Boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that huge house?
Mm-hmm.
That whole street, I went down that street because I had to go pick up where we went to go see to Drew's house.
Mm-hmm.
Full of kids.
Really?
I have never seen so many kids in my life in
wow.
the street.
Wow.
And they were everywhere. But they had some really cool decorations for the houses, though.
Well, you know, we used to decorate fairly nice here. I just wasn't in the mood to do it this year. So
no. Next year. We'll do Christmas, because I have like an 8-foot Christmas tree.
I have a Christmas. We can do 2 Christmas trees.
Yes.
Because John's going to have like 4.
Oh,
so
okay.
So we can do 2.
So can we put one of them in front of the window? Like move the couch somewhere and put one, like my big one in the window?
I guess.
Or put yours in the window or
I guess.
Whatever. Where are we going to put the second one?
We can put it back here in the nookie.
We can be like, oh, it's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. We can put little reindeer horns on all the dogs. And...
Yeah. My Christmas tree is so tall that you can't put the last 2 layers on it.
Really?
Yeah, because this, well, these ceilings might work.
Yeah,
they're a little bit taller.
These are high ceilings in here.
But at my old apartment, would not work.
Well, that's because there was a foot of dust on the floor.
Oh, shut up. It's called carpet.
Yeah, we don't have that.
No, Drew, we did not buy candy. I was going to buy candy, but then we only had one trick-or-treater before we went to a party, and then Julian went to go to a party, and then to go see...
Rocky Horror.
And how was that?
It was excellent. We went over to my friend John and Scott's house for some pre-flight cocktails
mm-hmm.
and while they were all still getting ready because they dressed up and looked like Nebraska Avenue prostitutes. So
there's prostitutes on Nebraska Avenue?
Hell yeah.
I thought that was only on Wabash.
No, I'm talking about in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You think
I guess that's why I don't know that.
And really, there's other places in Lakeland you can find hookers, too, besides Wabash. I only know this because...
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
Because I pick up female whores, yeah. No, because I work all through the city, and so... I know
that's
where
cool.
the popular spots are.
Whatever.
But yeah, after that, we went to the movie, and it was Chris's first experience with
Did
that.
Did he like it?
He liked it. I think he liked hanging out at their house better, but...
It was probably too much for him.
Probably.
That's something you gotta watch, and you gotta watch DVD several times
yeah,
to get it.
Yeah, because you're not gonna go there during that and get the gist of the movie. Not that it's a great storyline to begin with.
Right.
But, you know.
Guess 3059, it's / and then the Nick, N-I-C-K, space, and then what your name wants to be. What you want your name to be. Yeah, he might, well, he may enjoy it next year then, since he knows what it's all about.
Right, right.
So, did you guys get the props and everything?
No.
No, you didn't do that part?
No.
Did John and Scott and all them do it?
I don't know if they did or not. I know some of the people in our group did, but I don't know if John and Scott did.
Were there any hot Rockies there?
No.
No? Shit.
Well.
Aw, Nick, love you, Ricky.
Except they need to put the slash in the other way.
Right. The slash, oh, it's forward slash, sorry.
See, you told them wrong. Now you don't love Ricky anymore.
I just noticed in Ricky's Twitter picture, you can totally see him shirtless in sunglasses. Yes, you can see me shirtless in my sunglasses.
Did you throw up and gouge your eyes
out? Oh, God. Please. Asshole.
Which is why I don't take pictures of that reflects of my naked body.
Well, you're pretty white, so.
Yeah, I know.
But I made myself look pretty tan in the reflection, so that's okay. You're a butthead, Ricky. Oh, thank you. Franco's in the room.
Well, welcome, Franco.
Can I get a what, Franco?
Only if he's left us a call.
He hasn't called us, Franco.
Well, then you need to do that right now, Franco.
Yeah, Franco, what's up with listening to every other show and calling them but never calling us? What's up with that?
Yeah, if you're going to listen to us, you need to stop right now and call the line just so we can hear your voice.
Thank you, you're a butthead. I don't know how long I can keep saying that.
Hey, this is Franco.
Oh, it's, hey, this is Franco. I'm so drunk right now. Every time I listen to another show, all I have to hear is the huh, and I'm like, oh, it's Franco. Franco,
of course.
He'll start talking different now that he's in Florida.
Hey, y'all, it's Franco.
Hey, y'all. Who was it that posted? Crunchy. Who was it that posted on Twitter? They said they liked your accent, but they didn't know Floridians had accents. Was that Drew Ray?
I think it may have been. It was one of the California boys. So.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we're still part of the South. So.
Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. I think Florida should probably be between, like, Virginia and Maryland.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of people here that don't have accents, and then we have a lot of people here that are country
That's
accents.
That's because there's a lot of people that are not native.
Right.
To Florida.
Well, I'm not native from Florida, but when I lived in Virginia, I had a really thick country accent.
Really?
And then when I moved here, it kind of disappeared, I guess.
I am a native.
You have it. Mm,
yeah. It is what it is.
Where's Drummer Sticks? I'd like to know where he is.
Yeah. I was reading last night that he was going to show you his Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he played on stage with, like, No Doubt and somebody else, or Black Eyed Peas or somebody.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Cool. Very cool.
But I didn't get to hear anything else about it, so. I love me a country boy with a country accent.
Yay.
Hi, my name's Ricky.
I'm glad somebody likes it.
Well, the thing about a country accent, are people assume that you're a stupid person.
I know.
It's I hate like, that shit.
Shouldn't you be on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour?
Right.
No. I don't have any Camaros on blocks in the back front yard.
Oh, country accents remind me of my ex. I kind of like it, and I also hate it, too.
Okay.
So that means some country boy's going to get hate-fucked one day.
Mm. Oh, was it you, Ricky?
No, it wasn't me. So let's see.
What'd you do for Halloween?
I went to Wagner's party, where it first started to rain.
Mm-hmm. It rained here last night?
Mm-hmm. It was an outside party.
Oh. I guess since we were inside, I didn't notice it rained.
Yeah. Well, it rained for like 15 minutes. Not really hard. but enough for me to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got really humid, and then Drew and I walked home.
Nice. Through the...
Through
the ghetto.
The semi-ghetto. Wasn't the full ghetto, but the semi-ghetto. I made sure not to whip out my iPhone in certain areas.
No, you'd get shot for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure I can get $20 for it at the pawn shop.
But that's what I did. Drew drank a little bit. He was a little drunky.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we walked 1.6 miles.
Wow.
That's not healthy for
me. Not, that's more than I walk on any holiday.
Right.
Franco watched zombie movies and ate chocolate. That doesn't sound like a bad thing.
Mm-mm. Because I love chocolate and I love zombie movies.
Probably more fun than Ricky had.
Oh, well,
walking home.
But, yeah, there was a lot of people that are dressed up and I wasn't dressed up. So that takes a lot of fun out of it, too.
Well,
when you're not dressed up.
You should have dressed up.
There was a guy there dressed as a banana. And there were some really hot guys there, too. Hot guys. And Drew was like, oh, my God, a bald-headed man on a motorcycle just pulled in here. That's hot.
Remind me to keep him away from my boyfriend.
Did he ride a motorcycle?
No.
Oh, then you don't have anything to worry about.
Oh, I'm sure it was just the motorcycle.
This guy was a lot bigger than Chris.
Yeah.
Like, tall and wide.
Gotcha.
So, I took a nappies and woke up and then watched anime until I fell back asleep. Well, Hannah, that sounds like a great night for me.
So,
it's like today, Drew and I woke up, I think, at 9 o'clock, went to eat breakfast, came back, and fell asleep until
2:20. Yeah, well, Chris left this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I gotta go. It's 9:30, but it's really 8:30. And I'm like, still half asleep. I'm like, huh, what? You're leaving? Okay.
Bye.
So he left. I went and got coffee. Come back. Smoked a couple cigarettes and went back to sleep.
Mm. Wait, is that when I... Is that before I talked to you out on the porch or after we left?
After you left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Drew's in the room. Golden Corral, baby.
It seems like a lot of people's Halloween sucked.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be like gay Christmas, but it just wasn't.
Yeah. It just wasn't gay Christmas this year.
It wasn't, man.
It was like
the Grinch stole.
The Grinch stole Halloween. Gay Christmas. And didn't leave us anything behind.
No.
That sucks.
I gave kids peanut butter crackers and got egg. Well, if you don't give Snickers and the good candies, then you get egg.
Don't give a kid a fucking apple. No one eats an apple.
No apples. None of those, the cheap candy. You know what, the ones that taste like wax and are wrapped in that waxy paper.
The peanut butter ones?
Mm.
I love those things.
That is
oh my God.
That is nasty shit.
That is my all-time favorite Halloween candy.
I hate that shit. I hate circus peanuts. It's nasty.
Mm. I love that candy. And in fact, I might have to go to a store and see if they still got some half-off candy so I can get some of that. Because I fucking love that peanut butter shit.
Considering a bag of that nasty shit's only like 50 cents, you can probably get it for a
quarter
today.
Right.
So, I think kids know when people give them that cheap shit,
mm-hmm.
and that's who they're going to egg.
Well, I didn't care, just as long as they didn't give us any homemade crap, because we never got to eat that shit.
Well, who's going to eat homemade shit?
I know, but, you know, old people always give out stuff they make, or something that's made for them.
Yeah, but,
or
know,
cats, or cans of cat food.
Yeah, but sometimes they forget, and they'll make your treats with Meow Mix.
Hey, Taylor. What's up?
Hey, Taylor.
Oh, grandmother used to give out toothpaste samples when she was a kid. She told me their house used to get egged a lot.
And that's why.
You get toothpaste samples at school. Nobody needs that on Halloween.
Yeah, I agree. Reese's are damn good. John and Scott had a bowl of little mini Reese's cups mm-hmm. last night, and me and Chris were tearing them bitches up.
You know, when I was a kid, and I was telling people this at work this week, when we were done trick-or-treating, we took our candy to the hospital, and the hospital did free x-rays on them to make sure there was nothing, like, inside the candies and stuff like that.
Which probably...
gave me cancer.
Yeah, probably made some kind of radiation get into poisoning. The candy.
But yeah, they used to do that, which is really weird. But mm-hmm. I guess that was at the peak of that whole razor blades and apples, candy apple things. And you remember when people were sticking hypodermic needles inside their drinks and they were saying that they came from the factory that way? Do you remember that?
Seems like I vaguely remember something.
And they were also
that.
Sticking them in payphones, like hypodermic needles. So if somebody went to go get their change on a payphone, they would stick their finger in. Yeah, a lot of that was going on in the 80s, too.
Now you got the hepsies, bitch.
Oh, hepsies! I think that was even before hepatitis B and C were discovered. I'm old!
I do remember, I think 80s, they recalled all the Excedrins because they got tampered with or something.
Yeah, it had arsenic in them.
Yeah,
that somebody had stuck arsenic in one of them. Mm-hmm. Bottles or something like
that. So because of one bottle, they recall 80 million. Just play your odds.
No, I don't want to play that odd. Because I heard being poisoned like that really sucks.
Probably.
Oh, well, people were born in the 80s.
Until 86.
Who said that shit? Franco?
Andrea. No, Hannah Banana.
Oh, God. I was 9 years old. You make me sick.
I'm not saying how old I was.
You were 12.
No, I was 11.
Oh, 11.
Bitch.
Oh, let's ask Taylor how old he was in 1986.
I wonder how fast he can drive over here and cut us.
Cecil said he was born in 87. Now what, bitches?
Oh, fine. We got some children in the room.
Don't hate on the young people. We don't hate on the young people. We're just pretty much jealous.
Yeah, we are. You make us feel old.
When gay people say they hate you, that means
they're
one
jealous.
Thing. They're jealous. Yeah. Oh, Taylor said, old enough to beat your ass.
See? That's
hey,
what I,
Daddy.
That's what I said.
Hey.
He's old enough to drive over here and slap the shit out of us. Mike said he was born in 79, so there you go. That's
Mike,
still younger than me and Ricky.
Yeah, that's my sister's age, actually. But Mike's cute, so that's okay.
That's his boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I felt old, slept all through Halloween. Girl, I've been sleeping through Halloween for 14 years now.
And all the days in between.
Right, pretty much.
Hi, Melinda.
Melinda, yay! I'm wearing the headphones you bought us.
And
thank you.
I'm wearing other headphones.
That he's had forever.
Yeah.
Which are awesome. Melinda, if you don't know how to change your name, it's /NICK space and then your name if you want to use Melinda. Franco, Halloween's not lame.
You just gotta get into the
You just gotta live outside of where all the old people live. And I'm sorry, that's where you're stuck. Because he lives like in fucking Naples or somewhere like
oh,
that.
Oh, God.
Like all the rich people and stuff.
You could dress up as in a blue wig and you would fit in with everybody.
Don't have teeth, though. You can't have teeth. No, everybody in Naples is pretty rich, the older people there. So
they probably got them some implants. Teeth implants, not boob implants. Really? You have not dressed up since you were 9. You know,
God.
I totally got out of it all through my teens. And then once I got into my early 20s, I got back into it, you know, because you can make it a lot of fun.
I cannot believe this was just said, and Big Fatty will have a fucking heart attack when he hears this.
What?
Franco is not into the gay Christmas. Like, Big Fatty loves gay Christmas. And everyone around Big Fatty has to love gay Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
Franco, you just said the wrong fucking words. I'm sorry, boy.
You're going to be disowned by the Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm. Big Fatty ain't going to like you no more. All right, so it's kind of hard to keep up with all these, all this chat room stuff. So we're going to try to keep talking and try to read just in case a question's asked.
Well,
I think they're all talking to each other about stories.
I, unlike you, can read and talk at the same time.
Well, I can too, but I'm also eating popcorn.
So you can't do three. You can't do three.
If it's not text messaging, I can't do it.
Yes, but you can text message, drive, change the songs on your iPod. All at the same
Whatever.
Time.
Whatever. And drive and shift.
Yeah.
And eat. But don't try to get me to read and talk at the same time.
Yes.
Cecil, your sexy ass man would not go out and go have fun at the Castro. What the hell?
I would be.
I've never been there. Have you ever been to San Francisco?
No.
We should go there. We should have a trip funded by our listeners for us to go to San Francisco.
That would be nice.
But that would require us to have more than probably 10 listeners. So
we have more than 10 listeners, just not in the room right now.
We have hundreds and thousands of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was talking to my... What?
No, go ahead.
Oh. Last weekend, I was talking to my friend Gigi. She goes, oh, there's this Mexican restaurant that's a Mexican buffet open on Memorial now. And I was like, oh, okay. So, she gave us a coupon for it or whatever. So, yesterday, Drew, Nicole, and I decide that we're going to go check this place out.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you think Mexican or Spanish buffet, what kind of things do you think are on the buffet?
First of all, I've never heard of a Mexican buffet.
Well, they do have them.
Well, I've never heard of one. But I would say rice, refried beans, and...
Burritos, tacos, quesadillas.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Well... That's not what was there. There were things like pig ears, oxtail, just weird shit and some kind of weird sauce. And I'm so glad the waitress was like, you want to look before you buy? Because we looked at it and we're like, mm-mm, we're out of here. Who the hell eats an oxtail? I have never even seen an oxtail. What the fuck does that look like?
What the fuck is an oxtail? Is it an oxtail?
I guess it is. I don't know. Oh, did we offend Taylor? Damn, sorry. Yeah, none of that was there, Drew. Sorry. But I think that it was like traditional Puerto Rican food or something.
It sounds more like Cuban or
Yeah, it was not.
Because I love Mexican food. Mexican food is some good shit.
It was no Taco Bell and it was no Chicanos.
But Cuban food, I'm not overly fond of.
The only thing I like is the beans and the rice.
Yeah, but Mexican food, that's good.
And those potato balls that they have the meat and cheese inside. Yeah. Those are good. But we said no, we're not going there.
So where did you go? Cece's?
Mm-mm.
Olive
we
Garden.
Went, mm-mm. Where the fuck did we go? Oh, Tijuana Flats.
Oh.
I wanted to say Rascal Flats, but that's not right.
No, you didn't go to the band.
Although that guy's hot. And there's a picture signed by him in Tijuana Flats. The lead singer.
I haven't been there.
You've never been to Tijuana Flats?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. It's good. Kansas, really, you know? that's like there with Montana. It's like, who lives there?
People that like tornadoes. What does Mama say about text messages during the show?
Nessa said Taco Bell was not Mexican food.
Okay, and I didn't say.
No, I would say when I said things that you would buy, like a Taco Bell, like tacos, burritos, stuff like that.
Oh.
Nessa also wanted to know, have we ever talked about how we met?
How we met?
Yeah.
We met when I worked at the bar and I was a DJ.
Yep. And I was pretty much... Was that with Kevin then?
Yeah. Because I knew Kevin beforehand. And
Why didn't you warn me?
Because you were already dating him by the time I met you. Sorry. Had I met you first, before you started, I would have warned you.
And by the way, people, Finbar now has a big cone on his head because he can't stop biting himself.
Yeah, and it totally makes me want to just throw things in it and see if I can... Landed in his cone.
He goes, oh, can I pour water in it and like see how far it goes up to his nose? And I'm like, no, it has holes in it. He's like, fuck.
I don't know. It just makes me want to experiment with him.
But that thing's been on, that thing has been on since, what, Monday? And he's still not used to the fact that he can't go through certain areas.
No.
He'll like knock the fuck out of a chair.
Or my leg.
Yeah, it's and it hurts. He gave me rope burn last week with the fucking leash. Now my leg is like all itchy and shit.
Are you sure that's just not an excuse?
No.
For,
yeah. I don't do that in bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've done it, I'm sorry, anyone in the room.
No, I haven't.
Yet.
But continue.
But you might hear something, boom, boom, like hitting.
Yeah, because he can't walk by a table without running into the leg.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks, you know, well, my face is going to clear it, so. No.
Cecil has American Eskimo, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. They're not very bright, are they?
They're smart dogs, just not with cones on. But, yeah, we met at the bar, and that's about it.
That's about it.
We didn't talk to each other for long. Well, not really didn't talk. We text messaged and stuff each other.
Right, because you and my ex were not really fond of each other. So.
Right. Well, I didn't have too much of a problem with them. I think it was the other way around.
Yeah, but anyway, we went like 4 years when and not really
right
hanging out in person. We just, you know, talked right. by text. But.
And then we were like, I was like, oh, I need a place to live. And he's like, oh, my God, I need a roommate. And I was like,
ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
So now it's been since April?
Yes.
The end of March, April?
Yes.
And we're here, and we're still friends, and there's no issues so far.
Nope. And I've been on Part of Foul Monkey since February.
Wow, did you was that in February when we did the video podcast?
I think end of January.
Oh, okay.
Right, end of January.
Wow. Why did we do that? Was there a reason why we did that?
Probably just to get drunk.
Because that's a good reason. Drew goes, oh, it was a gay miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else we got to talk about? Well, it's 3:30. I guess we can do some phone calls.
Okay.
An email. Let's see what we got.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.